Topic 118, Motive. 1. The development of right motive is a progressive effort, and constantly one shifts the focus of one's incentive when one discovers himself, as the light shines ever more steadily upon one's way, and constantly a newer and higher motive emerges. Again, let me illustrate. An aspirant in the early stages is practically always a devotee. To measure up to the standard set by a beloved friend and teacher, he struggles and strives and gains ground. Later, this object of his devotion and ardent effort is superseded by devotion to one of the great ones, the elder brothers of the race. He bends all his powers and the forces of his nature to their service. This incentive is, in its turn, surely and steadily superseded by a vital love for humanity, and love of one individual, be he ever so perfect, is lost sight of in love for the whole brotherhood of men. Unceasingly, as the soul takes more and more control of its instrument, and the soul nature steadily manifests, this too is superseded by the love of the ideal, of the plan, and of the purposes underlying the universe itself. The man comes to know himself as nothing but a channel through which spiritual agencies can work, and realizes himself as a corporate part of the one life. Then he sees even humanity as relative and fractional, and becomes immersed in the great will. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 203 through 204. 2. Students would be amazed if they could see their motives as we see them, who guide on the subjective side of experience. Mixed motive is universal. Pure motive is rare, and where it exists, there is ever success and achievement. Such pure motive can be entirely selfish and personal, or unselfish and spiritual, and in between, where aspirants are concerned, mixed in varying degree. According, however, to the purity of intent and singleness of purpose, so will be the potency. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 558. 3. The study and understanding of motives is of value and importance, for such a study determines intellectually, if properly investigated, what factor or factors inspires the daily life. This is a statement worth careful consideration. I would ask you, what is your major actuating motive? For, whatever it may be, it conditions and determines your predominant life tendency. Many people, especially the unintelligent masses, are solely inspired by desire, material, physical, and temporary, animal desire for the satisfaction of the animal appetites, material desire for possession and for the luxuries of existence, the longing for things, for comforts and for security, economic, social, and religious control the majority. Others are motivated by some form of aspiration or ambition, aspiration towards some material heaven, and most religions portray heaven in this manner, ambitions for power, desire for the satisfaction of the emotional or aesthetic appetites, and for the possession of the more subtle realities, and the longing for emotional comfort, for mental stability, and assurance that the higher desires will meet with gratification. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 149. 4. The time has come when men everywhere must realize that entry into a master's ashram is dependent upon intelligence, plus right motive and service. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 666.